This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
One of the crown jewels of Madison's downtown is in limbo. Nearly 2 weeks ago, State Street windows were broken and stores were looted during protests that started peaceful and ended in chaos. Most storefronts remain covered in plywood, which local artists are covering with murals. For many, it's a healing process, but as Sean Johnson reports, no one is quite sure what happens next.
The past couple weeks and the past few months have been a lot to process. Nobody's quite sure how to deal with all of this. The death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, the protests that followed, and the COVID-19 pandemic that continues. State Street is covered with plywood because for three nights in late May and early June, some people smashed store windows. Some stole merchandise. Some police shot tear gas. Some protesters threw rocks. These days, State Street is calm. Artists like Batenga Obuse are painting the plywood. For Obuse, it's cathartic.
Less pain, and it's better than being at home and just keeping this pain in. It's like, you know, coming out and release it, and release it in a healthy and positive way.
Obuse is working on a mural with her teenage son. There are handprints with the names of Black people who've been killed by police. And there's a silhouette of a person with an afro whose face is covered by a blue surgical mask. Letters cut from red floral fabric spell out Black Lives Matter. Obuse says the past few weeks have been a shock. She says what's happening now is healing.
And it's sad that, and unfortunate that it took the life of Mr. Floyd to, you know, to go through this and to have this, but it shows that deep down, ultimately, we really have a positive spirit.
It's not just the shops that are covered. A giant mural covers the boarded-up windows of the Wisconsin Veterans Museum on the corner of the State Capitol Square. On one end of that mural is a picture of Malcolm X. On the other, which is being painted by Madison artist Lincoln Rust, is a picture of George Floyd.
I think it's good to put a face on what's going on right now. You know, it's right in the heart of downtown Madison, you know.
Rust's painting and many others were commissioned by the city of Madison. The city put out a call for artists, particularly Black artists. Simone Lawrence answered the call. Like a lot of people out here, she says the last couple weeks have been tough.
You know, they've been pretty hard. It's taxing emotionally, mentally.
Lawrence is painting a mural of Colin Kaepernick, the former NFL quarterback. The mural's just getting started, but Kaepernick's figure is unmistakable. He's in his football uniform, and he's kneeling. But Lawrence says she's thinking about adding to that picture to show Kaepernick kneeling on a police officer, the way a Minneapolis officer kneeled on the neck of George Floyd.
And let people really think about what that means and what this figure represents, you know, should it be flipped around.
State Street business owners say it's great to see people coming back to the area, but a lot of them are just looking at the art from outside. They're not going in. Miar Maktabi owns the Dubai Mediterranean restaurant and bar. He was shut down for months because of the COVID-19 pandemic, and he was just reopening before State Street boarded up.
Last 2 weeks, worst 2 weeks of my life. The worst. I have never, ever felt that way in my life.
Maktabi, who's a Syrian immigrant, slept in his restaurant during the nights the looting happened. When someone broke his window, he scared them away by yelling and waving an antique sword that's a family heirloom. He covered the store in plywood after that, and the plywood got covered with a mural.
Personally, if you're asking me, I still respect each single mural that was painted. But me as a business owner right now, I'm covered, my whole place.
Today, Maktabi is removing the plywood. But at this moment, it's unclear when others will join him. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.